Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show this Sunday. True Seeker of the Far North, a little while ago it was minus 12 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. A little nippy up here. To people in Florida and places like that, I doubt if they can even fathom that. Of course, we have places in Alaska where it, like Fairbanks gets really cold and Glen Allen is really, really cold. We get 60, 70 below zero, which is really nippy. You can throw water in the air and it'll freeze before it hits the ground. It's dangerous out there if you don't have clothing on, the proper clothing. But that's Alaska. That's what we do up here. Anyway, today I think what I'm going to probably talk about is Wesley Snipes' case down in Florida. And if I get time, I may go back into some of the issues with Sherry Peel Jackson. Some of the reasons why she lost, notwithstanding the fact that these courts are not Article III courts, easily proven. That's what makes this such a loaded game into going into any court. Federal court is the constitutional courts are gone. They're not there anymore. In 1948, they created a new administrative, actually it's a territorial court dressed up to look like an Article III court, which is totally unconstitutional because an Article III court can't have anything to do with administrative law and is prohibited by where it's located in its venue of having anything to do with a territorial court. And it's dressed up also, you might want to call it a legislative court, but the legislative court has to have the powers under Article I. And, of course, there are no Article I powers to have a territorial court within the several states. That's Article IV. So the United States District Court is nothing but a territorial court dressed up. It's bastardized to look like an Article III, and the Supreme Court has held over and over and over. Article III is a pure constitutional court, and there's only one place where that exception is allowed, and that is within the district. And the reason why that is because Congress has plenary, absolute power within those 10 mile square. The only place that you can do this, and people are always running off thinking, I'm going to go to D.C. and find a true Article III court, that is where Congress can bastardize the Article III court, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if Congress can have administrative mixed with a constitutional court, which one is going to be prevalent in that district. And it sure is not the constitutional court, not the Article III court. And that's what makes these courts, you want to call them these federal courts, they're not courts of the United States, of course, for many reasons, because just like what's going on down there, the judge in Snipes and Codd and Rosalie, okay, he is a Form 61. He's a mere employee. He is not appointed by and with the consent of Congress, which is true, but what he does not have an office, and he is not an officer of the United States. And they get around it very slyly because if you go look at the Civil Commission, the judge in that particular case will end up being a judge of United States District Court. And I had a friend go back to the archives in D.C. and look at the real Civil Commissions, and he should be a judge of the United States, not a judge of the United States District Court. And it may seem like a very minor issue. It's a difference between whether it's a constitutional court or it's a administrative court where they can do. And, of course, within those guidelines, well, I hear the music here, but we'll be back, and I'll continue on going on that. And then we're going to get into what they actually tell you in the pleadings, like in Snipes, why you're going to lose. We'll be back in a minute.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Ralph Winterroad again. Ralph Herman Winterroad with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. And I'm going to talk today, I think, give some information, some of the secrets that go on in the courtroom with these IRS cases. And also it ties in directly to all other aspects of our lives. Child custody is one that I've been working on here, and we've finally got that busted wide open, working on writing up the research material to make it available right out of the bowels of Babylon with these guys. And it is just amazing what goes on in this court. Snipes, probably, if from the information that I have now with the current attorneys is, I have not talked to the current attorneys, so I don't know. I think probably Bernhoff's law firm is probably the best IRS law firm in America to take on the tax case. I've been looking at a lot of the briefing, haven't had the time to do it in the degree that I would like to, but there's a tremendous wealth of research material, and of course the judge has been ruling against them about it every turn, which is not surprising. But of course with Eddie Kahn not wanting to participate, he has no chance of winning. So he'll be being found guilty. And, Rosalie, of course, being the accountant in this case, with the information that's in the news is that Snipes' defense looks like now has taken on, I relied upon the, other two, professionals, so, that is a legitimate defense, especially with a brain-dead jury that we have today. In most cases, not always. I mean, you can't make anything with a general statement that's at absolute maximum, but they're totally ignorant, I should say, in the IRS, because chances are every one of them, without exception, is a taxpayer. So they, and so is the judge. So they have to rule in the favor. Essentially, once in a great while, somebody will get off, and Stipes has a chance to get out because he's relied upon the other two defendants upon their what their advice was. So that's probably the best defense. From what I'm seeing, he's not going to take on the 861 argument, which absolutely is valid. Unfortunately, Larkin Rose hasn't figured it out yet, and I don't know why. There's another outfit out there called Live Free Now that's offering a $100,000 reward on there is no code or law, and I sent them 10 cases with two other pleadings, and I haven't heard back from them. They've been quiet as a church mouse here, but there is a law. It's a code law. It's a law of Congress. It's where Congress has absolute power. Of course, it's supposed to not have any force and effect out here in the law, but they actually have it. And it exists, and of course they say that we don't have to tell you. And of course there's a reason why in these bastardized territorial courts they can't tell you what the law is, even though it's a code law, because it would be unconstitutional. Even there's even honor amongst some of the most treasonous thieves in the world. And that's what's going on in that courtroom. And the reason why they cannot tell you what the, quote, code law, code section is, because Congress has prohibited. They have to. Because if they actually allowed that, then you could go up on appeal, and that would pose a very interesting question. But there's more to the real truth of why they can't tell you the law. The judge says, yeah, I'm going to give you the law. The law is me. I'm going to tell you what the law is. It's always in the jury instructions. I can't believe this stuff. These attorneys allow this type of nonsense to go on, and he never, ever quotes the law. The Second Circuit has held that the legal duty created by the law is a question of law. It's not a question of fact. It's a question of law. The Second Circuit has held that. And yet these attorneys allow these jury instructions to go forward with no citation of 26 U.S.C. 6012. 6012 is the, quote, code section. And then it is incorporated with, in much clearer terms, because all agencies must operate by regulations. And that is found in 7805. And the Supreme Court holding said they must operate by regulations because they have no executive power, judicial power, legislative power. They're outside the Constitution. We're in an overthrown country. And the people have voted to have it overthrown. That's what's even more astounding, and they don't even know they've done it. But getting back to 26 U.S.C. 6012, it's been held by several, probably five or six of the circuit courts of appeals. That is where the law that requires everybody files the filing of an individual income tax. And you have to go into the regulation that is subsidy of regulation. There are three types of regulations. And the IRS says there are three types. There's administrative, which have no force and effect of law. Those are the 301 nonsense. They're informative. They're the 601. Those are procedural, and then there's the one period, like in this case, which would be 1.6012-1. And you go look and see if there's statutory authority of Congress, and there is. And the only people that are mandated, the only status is a citizen of the United States, a resident of the United States, or a non-resident alien out of Puerto Rico. It lists them out, and it says must file. Now, of course, the obvious question should be, again, is getting back to why don't they just do it simply and say, hey, you broke 26 U.S.C. 6012. Even though it's a code law, even though it's not a law of the United States, it's a place where Congress has absolute plenary power, which would only have application in the territories of the district. Why don't they tell us? Guess what? The reason why they cannot tell you is because they had to prohibit it. It's in Title 28, Section 2201. They cannot disclose if you're a taxpayer. Now, why can't they tell you if you're a taxpayer? They're going to charge you with a crime. If it is a crime, it's not a crime. It's an offense, as they've done away with all crimes. That's another long story, but they've done away with all the crimes. It's all offenses now. That's in Title 18. But why don't they just tell us? The reason is quite simple, actually, the concept. But it's difficult to grasp onto until you understand it. And this started back in 1792. The Widows and Orphans Act. Congress wanted to do something which was good for the people that had been in the war. For the widows, the orphans, and the people that had lost arms and things along those lines. It was a good act. So they wanted to go to the courts of the United States and have the courts of the United States declare who would be eligible to receive the benefit. The benefit. And the Supreme Court of the United States, actually Congress withdrew, even though there still is an opinion and it's still cited, it's the Hayburn case. So what was the most basic of concept why the court could not declare who would receive a benefit and who would be denied? The reason being is that when the judicial power of the United States comes into force, which is only in the Article III courts, which means it's a constitutional court, precludes anything, number one, to do with benefits. Now, why does it do that? Because in this particular instance, the widows and orphans, if the courts of the United States said John Doe was capable, would should receive the benefit, the money, the next step to whether John Doe got the money did not stay within the judicial branch of the United States. After the decision in the judicial branch, the next step was to cross the separation of powers and go into the War Department on the executive side, and the Secretary of the War then made the final determination, acting as a court of errors, whether John Doe got the money. That is extremely used today with your Social Security. It's the citizens of the United States, is that Congress can offer no benefit. This was in Babcock v. United States. That case should just send chills up and down people's backs. When I first read that case, it says when the United States creates rights in individuals against itself, you have no right to any court of law or even a remedy. So the question becomes, what is creating rights in individuals against itself when the United States is doing this? What is it that they're talking about? I said, because I don't know what this is, but there is definitely, I do not ever want to cross and do something that would prohibit me, preclude me from having access to a court of law. My constitutional unalienable rights from the Creator in the Declaration of Independence is where it's stated. Or to be absent any remedy. I read every case under Babcock. Every one of them. And one of them touched on the Veterans Administration, which mirrored the Social Security. And it said it was a benefit. And I hear the music, and we'll be back and continue on, and then we're going to get back to the Snipes case here as soon as I get through all of this groundwork. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back after break here, and talking a little bit about the Snipes Con trial, and laying some basic groundwork of what the problems are, some of the most essential problems of that particular court that this trial is going on down in Florida. That court is not a constitutional court. It does not arise under Article 3. And I'm going to get to that in a minute here, how another way to prove that, actually. And I've got the public records. I've been, I've had trouble with my scanner, and it's off for repair. And as soon as I get it back, I'm going to be putting out two public record books, of which there's one's only four left in the world. Another one, I think there was 13 or something like that left in the world. I'm going to be putting it out for donations, along with the 1940 code, which you need to understand, and then between the 1940 and 1948, you can clearly see what they've done and how they accomplished it. And we're not going to get our constitutional republic back until we understand how this was accomplished and how they've tricked us. It's an illusion. I usually use the Land of Oz because we go through this portal and we're into this the Land of Oz on the yellow brick road. It's all about the money. Money and power. And Congress is the scriptwriter, and we're a fictional character over there. Citizen of the United States is a fictional character, no more. It's no different than Santa Claus. Anyway, getting back to the why don't they just do it right out in the open? Because it's an illusion and charge you with, you are required to file under 26 U.S.C. 6012. And the subsidy regulation. which has the force and effect of law, and that's a holding in Chrysler v. Brown, not dictum. It is the holding. And they say that these agencies, hoo-ha, which exercise no executive power of the United States, can, though, proceed forward in their regulations if they cite the statutory authority of their regulation. And those are called substantive or substantive regulations. What most people do not know is all of these federal agencies have agreed to abide by this, and that is found in Title 5, U.S.C. 552A1. They've all agreed to do it. Every one of them. And the IRS lines it out, and what people have not found is because the subsidy regulation tables, of which there are three in the Code of Federal Regulations, there are three of them. There's the ones for the individual income tax, folks, and that is for the citizens of the United States, and that's a Part 1, which is individual. There's a Part 20 for estate taxes, and there's a Part 31, which was employers. There are three tables. And the Part 1 is quite long. And the concept is when you find a very little known and understood, like the 861 argument, you will go look for... One is the first digit, which means it's individual income tax, which means citizens of the United States. But it'll say 1 point. And then the next, like if it's an 861, it must say 861, and it'll be -1, -2, -3, -4. So the one tells you it's individual. The dot, and then you see the 861, that tells you it's under the statutory authority or the code section of 861-1. But the real trick to disclosing what's really going on is you go look in the subsidy regulation table and see what regulations are under 1.861-1, 2, 3, or 4, whatever. And when you go look at the statutory authority, you will find it's like 863. It doesn't have to be 861 underneath of a statutory authority. And that's where it comes out as foreign earned income and all that. Just a simple process. If you understand, it's set up that you have to decode it. And this is all public record. And that makes it beyond the reach of the courts, because it's a political question. Once it becomes in the, quote, legislative, even in the administrative hoo-ha world of the regulations, the courts can't touch it. It's a public record. It's a political question. So you can hold their feet to the fire if you understand it. Almost nobody understands it. Almost nobody. That's why I'm doing this show. That's why I have a list that I have put out, an attachment list for a $120 donation to join that. Well, I put out a lot of attachments, so you don't even have to go look these up. Or I have three other lists you can join for free and talk about this back and forth. Well, one of them is just news, so you don't want to get a lot of other emails. So let's go back to the court. The court doesn't exist. That's the United States District Court. And where can we see this easily? Well, if you go to Title 28, U.S.C., Section 132, it tells us they just made up a new name of a court. It used to be the District Court of the United States under the Judiciary Act of 1789. And in 1948, they made up a whole new court system. They did not, I repeat, they did not repeal or abolish the District Court of the United States. They quietly moved it back in the closet and said, well, we don't have any citizens of the several states anymore. We've got the Social Security Act in. And we've got most of these people to volunteer. They want to be in this fictional status. So we don't need the other court anymore. And when you proceed down in 132, the judicial power is in a district court. Now, wait a minute. Article 3 is judicial power of the United States. And the reason why it's judicial power of the United States, it means judicial power under the Constitution, the federal Constitution. It's a constitutional court. And the judicial power of the United States is beyond the reach of Congress. Congress cannot grant it. The source of the judicial power of the United States is only from the Constitution. Congress cannot statutorily make it up. And I hear the music, and we'll continue on here, disclosing the secrets of what's going on inside those, quote, courts. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, we're back again here for a longer stretch here, and talking about Snipes and the trial that's going on down in Florida. And Wesley Snipes is the only one that has a decent chance of being found not guilty. It looks like their defense, from what I can see, because I've not been in contact with those attorneys in Burnoff and Barnes. And like I say, I think they're probably the top tax attorneys. And it doesn't look like they're attempting to attack the validity. They're saying it's kind of like the, if you've been around any people that do investigative work, they call it the SODIT, S-O-D-D-I-T, defense. Some other dude did it. And I don't blame Wesley for, and it very well may be true. I have no information to dispute what he's saying, that he relied, obviously he must have, he relied upon Khan and he relied upon Wesley. So that's probably a very valid and probably the best defense. So instead of attempting to show that the 861, which it is a very valid argument. It's true. Just people don't know how to present it. Anyway, getting back to these courts, and then we're going to go on to something this hearsay evidence, which affects everything in these bastardized, treasonous courts. They are treasonous in the respect that it's a ridiculous thing to say if you can't prove it, but the highest level of people that are committing treason against the United States, acts of treason, are in the courtrooms, the police stations, the legislature, and the Congress. Almost everybody there, given a couple of circumstances, is guilty of waging war against the laws of the United States, and when two or more of them proceed forward against the laws of the United States, when you give them the information, that's waging war against the laws of the United States, and that's treason. That includes about, like I say, the highest concentration of the highest crimes we have in our country is in Congress, our legislators, the cop shops, and the attorney's offices. And, of course, there are people, because I happen to know some attorneys that would like to see it changed and can't. I know some police that would like to see it changed and can't. Just like I know some people that would like to see it changed, and we're working on it. But it's up to us, the people. We need the assistance of some of the people on the inside, but unfortunately, if the people want to be slaves, it's a tough nut. And the problem is they don't even know they're slaves. They're happy. Reasonably so. Anyway, getting back to what's going on in that courtroom. And see, that's really, this is where we get into the thing. We call the person up there in front a judge. He's not a judge, because we associate with a judge somebody that's independent and is exercising and protecting my constitutionally secured rights. And that's not what he does. He's really not a judge. That court is not a court in the truest sense of the what we think of court. We think it's a court of law, where there are laws of the United States or laws of one of the several states. That doesn't go on in those, quote, courts. It's not even a government. It's all of these words create, it's just a syllogism type situation and logic. When you create your primary premise and it's flawed, then the minor premise is irrelevant and the conclusion is obviously in error. And we are always creating a major premise that is an error. It is not a court, and that guy's not a judge, or that woman. Anyway, getting back to Title 28, Section 132, how to distinguish that court is not an Article 3 court. If you go to the revisor's notes, which are authoritative, the courts have ruled over and over and over, and I looked up every case on it, and it's a lengthy list, probably about, I don't know, half a page of court cites, that the revisor's notes are authoritative. They created a territorial court out of the Hawaii, and they combined it with what you would think would be an Article 3 court. But Congress granted judicial power, controlled by three things. There are three things that control that court. United States District Court. It's right in 132. By law, which means Congress can do anything that they want. They have 100% control of that court. There is no separation of powers. Whatever Congress says, that court's got to do. Next one is by rule, which means the Supreme Court, or they have the local rules, they just create rules, and all of a sudden, they're what goes on in that court. It's no different than working for a large corporation like AT&T or something that somebody knows, and they have their internal rules. No difference, absolutely. and no rule can affect a substantive right. Miranda is one of the courts that held on that. But, of course, it's not a real court, so it has no application. So we have that court is controlled by Congress. Anything that goes on that court, Congress can control. There's no separation of powers. The rule of court can control anything that goes into that court. And the third one is by order. That judge does whatever he feels like. All they have to do, the only requirement is to create the illusion that the people don't ever figure out how this trick is, this magic trick is pulled off. And you can go up to the Court of Appeals, and if you go up on a constitutional issue, sometimes they'll deny you jurisdiction. And then what's even more hilarious yet, there is nobody to declare the law. It's gone right now. Supreme Court of the United States, in 1988, Congress said all the writ of certiorari makes it 100% discretionary on the Supreme Court of the United States. They no longer have to have any law declared. And what's even more astounding, that people have done any legal research, is you will take a case up there and be 100% right. They will deny you a writ of certiorari, and they will cite that on your appellate decision, writ of certiorari denied, and the Supreme Court and other circuits have stated that that means absolutely nothing. It gives no validity to the issues of law or the merits of the case when you're denied a writ of certiorari, and yet they cite it out there like it means something. It means absolutely nothing. They've closed the doors to the Supreme Court of the United States. They closed down the writs of error back in the 1920s. Congress just said, we're not doing them no more for the courts. They were shutting down the courts. That's what the courts do, is declare the law. Where do we go? We don't have any courts of law. They're all gone right now, everywhere. From top to bottom, state, federal, you look very closely, they're all gone. You go up on your appeal side and you will find out this stuff is all discretionary and they don't do law. It's all an illusion. That's a scary part. But again, summarizing, the reason why they don't just declare the law for you to file, because they can't, because they don't want it out in the open. 26 U.S.C. 6012 and the subsidy regulation 26 CFR 1.6012-1 has statutory authority, has the force and effect of law. And it very clearly states who's got to do it. And if you want to be a citizen of the United States, that's what's so hilarious. Almost every state, Florida has citizen of the United States of America, which could be technically correct because a citizen of the United States of America is what people are naturalized when they come into our Constitutional Republic. Means you are free to travel amongst any of the sovereign countries known as the several states and become domiciled and therein be protected by that particular sovereign country's constitution called the Constitution of New York and not the Constitution of the State of New York. And you would become a citizen of New York. You are always a citizen of the United States of America because you have the right to travel amongst any of the sovereign countries, just like in the European Union, if you can visualize it that way. If they had such a thing over there as a citizen of the European Union, you could travel to any of the, quote, countries, become a citizen of France, citizen of Germany, or a subject in England. That's the same concept here. And we have one more status called an American citizen, which is a lowercase c, and that's anybody that's born on the land since 1776, July 4th. Without regard to color, by the way. Supreme Court's upheld that. They don't tell us these things. Everybody wants to be a citizen of the United States created by the Civil Rights Act of 1866, wherein they never freed the Negroes. All they did was give them the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. And anybody that's listening on the internet can go to Title 42, United States Code, Section 1991, or Section 1992, and read it. It's also in 1988, but you have to download, and we have brought forward Title 24 of the Revised Statutes of 1878. We brought forward all of the stuff right after the Civil War that is nothing more than prima facie evidence of law and put it into Title 42. Intact. Says so. Right in Title 42, 1988. All the crime sections, all the civil rights sections, and the court sections. Right after the Civil War. We're there today. A citizen of the United States exactly matches up to, in Alaska statutes, which I'm going to be putting out, what you do when you form a fiction in law. You give it the right to sue and be sued. That's what they do with the citizen of the United States. They give it the right to contract. That's what they do to a citizen of the United States. The one thing they don't do is give it the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens when they create fictionals like municipal corporations for the cities. But they give it the right to own personal and private property. That's all given by Congress. And anytime Congress grants, Congress controls the remedy. No different than a child at home. You give them, you say you do the dishes, I'll give you a dollar. Next week you can say you do the dishes or you're doing it for free. You control. You granted the benefit and you can take it away. And what's going to happen in every state, and in that case in Florida, when they were doing the jury selection, at some point, they must do it on the record. The judge will state, is everybody here a citizen of the United States? Or they'll put it another way, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? And these people have no idea what it is. How would they? How would anybody? You can't get a marriage license without doing that. Birth certificates, driver's licenses. Driver's license is mandated to be a citizen of the United States. The Real ID Act mandates you have a Social Security number. You can't have a Social Security number unless you want to step into that world and become a citizen of the United States. And you will be not have any remedy, and it's right in the code. United States Code, Title 42, Section 405, look at G. Little G. And you go down to H, of course, and that says you can't get into the real courts, if there were any, which is under Title 28, Section 1331. So when you sign up, you want the benefits. You see, I have no problem. This way, the people in this country are getting what they deserve. The problem is there's a lot of us that don't want to be there because we know what it is. We don't want to go there, but they won't let us free. But anyway, getting back to briefly summarize what's going on in Snipes' case, he is going to be tried by citizens. Well, we're back here. Lost a connection here on the internet somehow. Anyway, I can guarantee you that on the trial down there in Florida, there was not one objection made when everybody in that jury said, I am a citizen of the United States. We do not want to try you with your inalienable rights from the Creator. We want to try you under the fictional status we made up because it sounds so deliciously correct. How could anybody deny being a citizen of the United States? And there's not one attorney. I don't care how good they are. They will not object to that. They won't touch it. Most of them don't even know what it is. I know the jury people don't. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Anyway, to summarize here before we get into the, we'll be going into the break here, and then next hour I'm going to be over going over this particular filing where the IRS actually tells you how they're going to screw you in court. And this is docket 341 for those that have access to PACER. It's the trial brief of the United States of America, which is the president of the United States in the territorial sense. It says so. They always bring it United States of America without the. And that is the president of the United States. And that only has application in territories and possessions or treaties. And I think that's where they're actually getting, I've seen enough to make that, but I'm not going to go out on the limb right now and state it's true, because I haven't read enough of it on the treaties yet to conclusively draw the links to where it can't be rebutted, but I think that's what they're doing. So anyway, stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute, and a little bit of a summary, and then we'll head into the hearsay, and you're not going to believe what they put into the record.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, the second, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, Truth Seeker out of the far north. And if you got any questions, because I'm covering some pretty serious issues that I could just probably spend a week on, and I'm working on writing this up and getting it out in a book and a video form both. Republic Broadcasting is 800-313-9443. 313-944-3. If you've got any questions, give me a call on the subject we're talking about today, which is the SNIPES or jurisdiction IRS type issues. And the case that is used is Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y, versus United States. And it's 490 U.S. 545. 490 U.S. 545. It's a 1989 case. And it's about judicial power. And it says, it remains the rudimentary law that as regards all courts of the United States inferior to this tribunal, two things are necessary to create jurisdiction, whether it be original or appellate. The Constitution must have given to the court the capacity to take it. That's the important part. The Constitution must have given to the court the capacity to take it, and an act of Congress must have supplied it. To the extent that such action has not is not taken, the power lies dormant. Congress must create the courts. Has to. Otherwise, we have no separation of powers. And what they've done is they've created an alternate court system after they fooled the people into signing up that we don't want courts of law with our constitutional rights. But the words judicial power of the United States is a constitutional court without exception. It does not, cannot do administrative. It cannot and will not accept territorial jurisdiction. It cannot, will not, cannot do anything with an Article I court, which is a congressional administrative type function. It is strictly a constitutional court with constitutionally secured rights, which are our inalienable rights, which are secured in the Bill of Rights. Technically, most of the Bill of Rights, people don't even know that wasn't even to have any application to the people of these United States or the people of the several states. It was to be secured in the constitutions of the several states. And you can see that quite clearly because under the protections that were given, if you traveled amongst the several states, amongst these sovereign countries, you would have the same rights in that, quote, sovereign country, several states. It's called the privileges and immunities protections. There's nothing in the Constitution, actually the federal Constitution, that gives any citizen of the United States any protections anywhere in traveling. None whatsoever. And you will find that up through the 12th Amendment, Congress legislated directly upon the people, and when they got into the 13th or 14th, they went the other way and they used the state as the agent. The agent shall not pound on its people or pound on the people under its control. This was firmly rejected in the Constitutional Convention. Congress could legislate and not use agents. They had to legislate directly upon anybody that was subject to the federal Constitution. And the 14th is 100% against that. And we'll be back after the hour. Stay tuned, and I'm going to go into what the IRS tells you they're going to do. They're going to tell Wesley Snipes and others how they're going to screw them.